Welcome back to Vikings Connected, everybody. Make sure you're staying connected using hashtag Vikings Connected on all of your social media. So this week, we're back at home again. We're taking on the Carolina Panthers. Ben, how can we bring home a win?
Well, I have all the magic answers.
You do.
I do.
I call it, what would Ben do? I'm going to start making bracelets for all of us.
You need to.
Okay, number one.
All right, well, start fast. So Carolina's coming off a bye week, and oftentimes off a bye week, you start a little slow. You just end up eating too much and getting your feet up, and you get your mind off the game. So it takes a quarter or two to kind of get back into the game speed. So jump on them fast and keep them down.
All right, get the momentum going right away. Number two.
Okay, get to know Kelvin Benjamin. He's a rookie out of Florida State. He's 6'5", 240 pounds. Yes, he's a wide receiver and not a tight end. He's one of the best young receivers in the National Football League, and he's a hard guy to cover. Okay. So do the same things we kind of did last week against the Packers and Jordy Nelson. At times, we had to bracket him to take him away.
Yeah.
So basically force the Carolina Panthers to do something else other than use Kelvin Benjamin.
Got it. Keep him out of the game. Number three.
Okay, Cam Newton. Again, same sort of game plan as last week with Aaron Rodgers. They make a lot of plays outside the pocket using their legs. So I wouldn't expect a lot of sacks, per se, but you got to keep them in the pocket. So it's guys on the outside containing and guys on the inside kind of collapsing
the pocket.
Keep them
under control. Got it. Okay, last but not least.
I know Teddy had some kind of errant throws, a little inaccurate last week, but I truly think that he's a quarterback that learns as the game goes on and he gets better.
I agree.
Just keep Teddy throwing the football. Don't shy away from it. We understand that he's got some issues right now, but keep chucking the rock.
He's a young rookie.
He is.
The more experience, the better.
Absolutely. All right, time now for the third nominee for the Golden Nacho. It's all about Movember and No Shave November. And so we're going to honor Mr. Ryan Fitzpatrick, quarterback. Well, ex kind of quarterback for the Houston Texans. So he has something that I love, and it's hard to really explain now without drawing it.
Drawing.
This is where his chin strap is when he plays, because it's so thick.
Isn't that dangerous? Like, doesn't it need to be on his chin, which is about 3 inches behind there?
I would say in theory, yes.
Okay.
But if you see how thick it is down here.
Holy heavens.
I don't think it matters if he gets hit here.
This might be actually strategic. He's just giving himself extra
padding. It's kind of like Palomalu with his hair. It's like extra padding.
Same thing.
It's concussion proof.
Same thing. And he's keeping it nice and clean. So I got to give him props for that.
It is kind of the cleanest of all three
scragglies.
Of them so far.
He's even gotten a little like trim right there.
Yeah, but once again, food issues.
Don't even get me started. We hang out at home with Cordero Patterson again this week, so stick around. Much more Vikings Connected on the way.
Please don't come rob me, you know? If you want it, just ask. I might get it to you if you're nice.